Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Pei Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Tov Chof Beis, which deals with the davening laws of Rosh Chodesh. Now, we began Sif Beis yesterday. We read the first part of the Mechaber, which dealt with the first two opinions as to whether or not you say Bracha on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. Everybody agrees that you read it B'dilug, that you skip the two paragraphs that we all are familiar with, that we skip in the Hallel. And the first opinion that we brought down, which was the opinion of the Rif, brought down in the Rabbeinu Yonah, was that only in a tzibur do you make a bracha on saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. You make the bracha beforehand, which we discussed, that's likroas a halal, and you make the bracha afterwards, yahalalucha, which ends with melech mu'lah batish bachos. Then we brought down the opinion of Rashi, which is that nobody makes a bracha, and this is also the opinion of the Rambam, that there is no bracha on a minhag, and the saying of the halal is done without the bracha beforehand or the last concluding paragraph of the bracha afterwards. We didn't read, but we'll read in Yitzhak Hashem today, the third opinion brought down in the Ramah, in the name of the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, that everybody makes a bracha, even a yochid. With that little introduction, we can go to where we left off yesterday with the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about the Mechaber statement that you read the Halal B'diluk, you skip certain paragraphs, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yud Beis, V'chol HaHalal Ein Likro, we don't read the full Halal. Why not? Mishum Dechsib, because the Pasuk says, Hashir Yeluchem Kileel Hiskadish Chag. What does that mean? V'darshinon Le, this means that hamikudosh l'chag, something that has the status of being a chag. How do we define that? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Rotsu lomar sha'asur basias melacha ton shira." A day, a yontif that is prohibited to do melacha, that type of a yontif requires us to sing the full hallel ton shira. However, v'she'enom mikudosh l'chag, something that melacha is permitted on, ein ton shira, doesn't require the sing of hallel. And this is based upon a Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud. However, Elisha Nagu Avosinu Likroso, but the Minna came about that we do read Hallel, albeit a slightly altered Hallel, what we call Hallel B'dilug, or a half Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh. Okideshia Heker Sheino Mitzara Din, and in order to recognize for people that it's not the Din to say Hallel, Lochain Midal Gimbo. Therefore, the rabbis instituted that you skip certain paragraphs, as we're familiar with, and we say what we call the half hollow. The issue footnote number 14 brings down Im Tov, Omar Hal Sholem, if you in fact said the whole hollow. So he brings down from the Shelus Achuvas Piska Zuta, says that Nira She'enu Nechshav Lehefsik. It's not considered a hefsik by adding those two paragraphs that you should have skipped, and you don't have to repeat the hollow in that situation. However, he says Tzarechim, he's not sure. And he adds, Shavad Yochel Lachzav L'Kor B'L'Bracha. And certainly, if you want, he says you can go back and recite the Hallel again, skipping the two paragraphs that we skip, but of course without saying a bracha, and that's certainly permissible. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, V'haminog HaPashut, the simple minog is, Shemadalgin, that we skip the paragraphs that we're familiar with, Min Lo Lanu, Ad Hashem Zecharanu V'Gomer, and Min V'Ahavti Kiyishma V'Gomer Ad Me Oshiv. This is the normal way that we say a half hollow. However, he brings down, V'Yishmadalgim D'Ilugachar, he brings down for the Rambam, there are others that skip different things. Again, it's not the critical thing what you skip, it's to demonstrate that it's not the full hollow. And he brings down as well, Ayin El Yeraba Tam Le Minogenu, why do we do what we do? So the El Yeraba discusses this, and we can see this in Dershu footnote number 15. Shemadalgim al kitoyim elu. Why do we skip what we skip? Kivin sheha and yonim shebehem shavim b'chalkum l'chalokim shel prokim acherim shebehalo. Because they don't have anything unique about them. The ideas expressed in the parts that we skip are also mentioned in other kapitloch, and therefore it's not so significant that they're missed, but it's significant that we demonstrate that this is not a chiyuv to say halal. Therefore, you can accomplish both things, so to say, saying the halal, and at the same time saying it in a slightly different format, so we can recognize that it's not an obligation to say it, it's a minog that we say it. Then we go to Sif Katan Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the bracha that we say is normally likro as a halal, but if you said ligmor as a halal, the Ramah said it's okay as well. And why is this? So b'di'evid, the Mishnah Berurah says, the loshon gomer eino bidafka misha gomer. The saying of concluding the halal doesn't literally mean that you're concluding the halal, because the lefamim gomer b'loshon chachamim kamo kore. We'd said this yesterday. Sometimes when you use the terminology gomer, we in fact mean kore. And we discussed yesterday, Dirshu footnote number 16, the days that we do Gomer Asahalo, the Minog still is brought down by the Ramah, Sheish Levar Chlik Asahalo, even there. And the reasoning is, we brought down yesterday as well, Shari Midalig Afilo Osachas Lo Nechshav Shagom Asahalo. If you missed even one letter, you haven't technically completed the Halo, and therefore it would be a Chashash of a Brachal Vatol if you said Gomer Asahalo, so therefore the Minog is to always say Likro Asahalo. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalid now brings down the opinion that, the Rashi's opinion that the bracha is not recited not by the individual and not even by the tzibur. And the Mishbur explains, the Ikar Halal Rosh Chodesh Enu Ela Minog Velo Min Hadin. The reciting of Halal and Rosh Chodesh is purely Minhaga. It's a pure Minhag and it's not a din. And therefore, V'chanal, as we've explained previously, V'ha Minhaga Lo Mirachinam. We don't make a bracha on a Minhag. Dish footnote number 17 brings down what happens if somebody's in a place that does a different custom than what they do. Misha Noeg Shalol Levar Halal. Somebody has a minhag. They don't make a bracha on Halal because they follow this opinion of the Rambam and Rashi that you don't make a bracha on a minhag of Halal. And he hears the bracha from somebody else. So the Bir Halach in Simin Reish Tes Vav tells us that you're allowed to answer Amen even though you don't hold that that bracha should be said. Mutr Lanos. As long as it's not definitive that that's the halacha, that you should not make a bracha. Their opinions say you should, their opinions say you can, so then you're allowed to answer amen, even though your opinion is that you don't say that bracha, nevertheless you can answer amen. What happens if you're davening in a shul, you're the chazan, and you normally do or don't say halal with a bracha, and you're in a shul that does the opposite? So he brings down over here from the Shelus Hashuz Chaim Sha'al, from the Chidah, Shiyachu Levarech Ukemina Katzibor. Even though you normally don't make a bracha, now you're davening the tzibur, you can make a bracha. And this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Yerus Moshe. Linyan Amiris Hala below Pesach b'Beis HaKnesses. This comes up many times because most people today do say a bracha on the halal of Rosh Chodesh, so that doesn't really come up that often that a person has a minhag not to say the bracha, but on halal, on the night of Pesach, there are many different minhagim, either to say it with a bracha, to say it without a bracha, or not to say it at all. So you're davening the shul where they do say it with a bracha. You're allowed to go and be the chazan and say it with a bracha. And he adds, Sha'afim eino shalich tzibur, even if you're not the chazan, mikomokom, iya nikar le tzibur, she'enu mavarach, tzarechu levarach, if it will be recognizable that you're but dafka, not making a bracha on it, and it will be recognizable to other people, then you're allowed to make the bracha as well. If your minhag is to make a bracha, and you're in a tzibur that doesn't make a bracha, so he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shiyavarech Balacha, you do it in a quiet way that nobody will recognize, and you can say the bracha. If a person moves to a neighborhood that has a different minhag than his, so then he should be Yeshana Minhago, Visnai Kimina Kamokum Shabal Logrubo. Brings down this also in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that you change your minhag. If you're now in a place where the minhag is to make it with a bracha, you previously did not, or you previously made it with a bracha, and now you're in a place that does not, so you should, if you're moving to that place and you're going to be living over there, dwelling over there, you should now change your minhag to follow the minhag of that place. Now we go to a new Ramah. We didn't discuss this yesterday. I alluded to it at the beginning of the shir. We have the third opinion on whether you make a bracha or not. Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, the Gam Yochid Mevorach Olav. He brings down the Torah in the name of the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, that even an individual on Rosh Chodesh makes a bracha when he recites the half halal. And I would dare say this is the very common minhag, certainly in the Ashkenazi communities. The Mishbur explains the Sivkon Tezvav, the Alpha Gav, the Eno Elam Minhag, even though we just pointed out that it is only a minhag, and in a minhag you normally don't make a bracha, Matzino Habit Zvarim Shein on Elam Minhag, we find many such minhagim which are only minhagim, yet Alpha Pikain Mivarchim Alem, nevertheless we do make a bracha. And you can see this in the Shaar Tzion, Oshut Gimel, he brings down Yontif Sheni, all the brachas we make on Yontif Sheni, it's a minhag, and yet we do it. And other things as well. He brings down as well from Tosos and the other Zura, and he adds from Tosos, Umikom Mokom, Nikot Das Rabbeinu Tam Biyotcha. You should follow the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam over here. The Tov Levarach Liyochid Nami Betchila. Lechatchila, we follow this opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, which was also, we said, the opinion of the Rosh, that you do make a bracha even as a yochid when you say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Because Nihi, Devadai Eino Mechuyiv Lomro, even though you're not Mechuyiv to make this bracha, Mikom Mokom, Miacha Shemaskik Atzmo Lekach. Since you've accepted upon yourself to say they have halal, so it's not a problem of a bracha levatola. And he says, for example, noshim that make a bracha on when they take lulav and esrog, even though they're not mechuyavos, nevertheless, it's not a bracha levatola. The alpha pishem beturos, even though they're technically not required to do so because it's mitzvah salishas man grama, nevertheless, the minhag is that they take it, so therefore they're allowed to make a bracha. At least that's the way Ashkenazim paskin. Tisha footnote number 18 brings down, if you didn't make the bracha when you started halal, so the bir halacha in Simen Nun Gimel brings down, if you didn't make the bracha likra, you're still allowed to say the last paragraph, yalucha. Furthermore, he says, what happens if you're in the middle of halal and you realize you didn't make the bracha. So the Birka Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim bring down that you can make the bracha wherever you remember. And that's what they recommend in Hilchos Chanukah that you should do. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that you should say the bracha, but start again from the beginning of Hallel. If a person finished the Hallel and he didn't make the bracha, not before or afterwards, so the Maimon Mordechai says, even on a day when you're an obligation, a yontif, and you just didn't make the bracha, but he said the whole Hallel, you're not mechuyev to go back and say the Hallel with the bracha, because the bracha is only with the Rabbanan, it's not ma'akev, and you were yotzei, it's the saying of Hallel, and therefore you're not allowed to go back and make the bracha since you already were yotzei with the Hallel. Finally, brings down the Chazon Ish, and I heard from Moshech the Shlita that this was also the opinion of the Rav, of Yashiv Eretz Soloveitchik Zatzal, that one should not wait till the Shaliach Tzibor says the bracha out loud, you answer Amen, and then you say the bracha again, because there's a concern that you are Yotzei by answering Amen to his bracha. So they would not wait till the Chazon finishes, but they would say the bracha along or before the Chazon, and this way there would be no concern that they were already Yotzei with the bracha of the Chazon. We go back to Rama, who says, the minog is, v'chein noagim medinos elu, to follow the psak that even a yochid makes a bracha on saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. However, he says, mikomokum yizar odim likros b'tzibor, but one should especially try to daven all the time with the tzibor, but especially on Rosh Chodesh to daven with a minyan, kidei levarech olav im tzibor, because this way you're at least yotzei the opinion that says you're allowed to make a bracha when you're davening with the tzibor, even though you're not yotzei all the opinions, because his opinion says even in the tzibor that you don't make a bracha, but at least you're yotzei not only the opinion of the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, but this way you're also yotzei the opinion of the Rif, who says that you're allowed to make the bracha when you daven b'tzibor. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Kon Tez Zayin. Lotzeis Yidei Das HaPoskim, this is to make you fulfill the opinion over here of the poskim, and this is brought down in the name of the Gra, this suggestion, should be Yochid Ein Mevarchin Olav, because there is an opinion that says a Yochid should not. So therefore, in order to be Yotzei, at least the opinion of the Rif, this way you should try to daven, especially with a minion on Rosh Chodesh. Olachi Kosu Achronim, that's what the Achronim write. The Imbola Beis HaKnes is somewhat Halal. If a person comes to Shul and the Tzibur is about to say Halal, Yikro HaHalal Tchilim HaTzibur, Yachal Kach Yispalo. You should go and read the Halal with them, and then go and start from the beginning of davening. The Sharat Tzion, and Oz Tesvav, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is only, of course, if you'll have time still to daven Kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei in the proper Zman. So let's say you came in, and it's an early minion, so you'd have plenty of time still to daven afterwards, Bizman, so then say Halal with them. The issue footnote number 19 brings down over here that Bishmashma over here, Shirak Biglal HaBracha Yomar Tchila Sahalov Yachar Kach Yispalo. It seems to suggest only because of the bracha concern. However, he brings down in Simin Tov Peches, even on days where you vadai have to make a bracha, such as a day where you gomer Sahalo, Yikro Tchila Sahalov Yachar Kach Yispalo, it's still better to daven Halo with the Tzibur and then go and catch up the davening that you missed afterwards. He says, what happens if somebody forgot Yalav Yovo and he remembers before Halo? Should he repeat the Shemona Esrei first, or should he say Halo with the Tzibur? So he brings down from the Das Torah in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Teferes Tzvi, Shetchila Yomar Halo, and then repeat the Shemona Esrei. But that's when you're davening with the Tzibur. If you're davening by yourself individually, then you might as well repeat the Shemona Esrei first, and then say Halo. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Although Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, if you wanted to, you could say the Halo first, and then repeat the Shemona Esrei. On the other hand, Ruchaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shetovi Shespalo Miyad, Kodem Amiris Halo. He says you should first repeat the Shemona Esrei, and then say Halo. Mishnah Berurah continues to write, V'kosvo di'im hu b'emtza p'suka d'zimra. If somebody's in the middle of p'suka d'zimra, and now they're starting halal, yeshu l'hafsik likros halal matzibur, you should stop your p'suka d'zimra and say halal with the tzibur. And it's not considered a hafsik. Vein's a hafsik, it's not an interruption. Because the lo gora mi mizro mishum asiv mishabbos is no different. These p'sukim of shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are no different than the extra kapitloch of shevach that we say on Shabbos added to the normal p'suka d'zimra. However, miu, lo yivarech ala halal, lo betchilo v'lo sof. In this situation, you don't make a separate bracha on the halal, because the bracha of the psukah de zimra, the baruch sh'amar, and the yishtabach bracha before and after the psukah de zimra can count for halal as well. The yoti ma'ashikos shekvar beirach baruch sh'amar betchilo v'chas yishtabach basof. The chol zeh b'halal de Rosh Chodesh. This only applies on the halal of Rosh Chodesh, because sheyesh poskim de ein levarech halal, because this is so suffic that we just said that the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam is that even in the tzibur you don't say halal with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Avol b'yom shekoris halal, but on a day that you definitely have to make halal with a bracha because you complete the halal, dos chayvu b'bracha de kuliyama. Everybody holds it. You say a bracha then ein lo lomar b'yom tzibur zimra. Then it's better not to say it in the middle of tzibur zimra shelo yafsed a bracha, so you shouldn't lose the saying of the brachos of halal which you're required to say. Ramah continues and he writes, V'yei Shomer, there is another opinion that says, if you're saying the halal by yourself, try at least, even if you're not in a minyan, Omer l'shnayim shomer imo rashi prokim. Have two other people say it with you. Those heavy karabim, because in this way it looks like you're saying it berabim. And this is brought down by the Mordechai and the Igor in the name of the Shohar Tov. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudzayin explains, Kigon b'shoa shomer hodu, this way when you're saying hodu, yanu gam kein achrav hodu. So we can do the responsive recitation of hodu, you say it and then they say it. So when you have two people saying it with you, that counts. Ukshomer ona, when you say ona, yanu achrav ona. So this way it sounds a little bit like you're saying yibetzibur, even though it's not with a minion. And the Ramah concludes, v'nagu kein b'hodu v'lo b'ona. He says, the minig is that you do this only by hodu, but you don't necessarily do this by ona. The Ono Hashem, Hoshiyana. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches brings down the Behodu Shayach Zetvei. This is more important. When you say the word Hodu, you're saying, let us praise Hashem, so somebody needs to, quote, praise Hashem with you. Tari Omer Hodu, Umashma Liachirim Omer. It's implying that you're saying it to somebody else. Because Achronim, furthermore, the Achronim say, Rosh Chodesh L'yom Mishagorim Ba'Halo. This is not a din in Rosh Chodesh and Halo. This is a din in general in Hallel. You should always try to say Hallel with at least two other people. Obviously, it's always preferable to say it with a minion, but if you can't say it with a minion, even on a day that you're mechuyev to say Hallel with a bracha, it's still preferable to have other people answer. And that which the Ramah says, because it looks a little bit like it's Rabim in this situation, he's saying the Rosh Chodesh, especially Shayach Od Yosef, you have the additional reason on Rosh Chodesh, because it should look a little bit like Rabim. But even if it's not necessary to say it by Rabim, because you're allowed to say it by Yochid with a bracha, nevertheless, you should especially try to always do this. And he says the reasoning is, the Yotzei Dezeh, Gam King Tzaz, that's a poskim, Dominion Tzibur Lebirkas Halak, because at least you're doing it in this way, you a somewhat fulfilling according to the opinion that says you have to say it with a tzibur. Ella the katsu the ikar dover zeh ainu el lechatchila, but this is only a din lechatchila. The im ein mitzuyim lefonim shnayim. You're alone by yourself in a hotel on a business trip, and there's no other Jew around. So then ain lo lachzor achrim. You don't have to go run around looking for another Jew. You can still say biyachidus. That's the way we paskin. Certainly for gomer es ahalo on days that you have to say the halo, but even on days like Rosh Chodesh where it's a minhag. Sifkim on the Mechaber writes, "Be'inyan apsukim shekoflim bo." We repeat various psukim in the Halo. V'chem bepsukim sheshliach tzibur omer, and likewise in the psukim the shliach tzibur says that we follow after him. Ba'kol onim achrov, kol makum kifim minhago. Every place should do what their minhag is. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot Nutes, "Uvukomosenu haminog lichvo me'oducha atzof Halo." The minhag by us is that once we start saying the paragraph that includes "oducha oducha kiani sani," so then we repeat every one of the sentences from there until the end of the Halo. The Deir Shu footnote number 23 brings down Upsukim Shalo Noagul Koflam, the Psukim that we don't have the minhag to double up, to say them twice. So Yasha Zatzal brings down that it's osur to go and repeat them. Not because of the Hefsik, El Mishum Shanira Kimosiv Al Hal, because it looks like you're adding on to the Halo. I skipped Deir Shu footnote number 22, which deals with if a person is saying the Halo, should he look for two other people? So he says this could even, according to some poskim, include his wife and his child, or even two children, according to some poskim, to fulfill this idea of having somebody respond to your saying Hodu. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof, he tells us that every place should follow their own minhag for what they double up. So Ayin in the Tur, Shashliach Tziba Omer Hodu Lashem V'Gomer V'Hakol Onim Achrav Hodu Hashem V'Gomer. The Hu Omer Yomer Noah V'Gomer V'Hakol Onim Achrav Hodu V'Gomer. They say Hodu after him as well as the Pasuk of Yomer Noah. V'Chem Yomer Noah Beis Aron of Yomer Noah Yireh Hashem. They say Hodu and the Pasuk. Because Achron in the Afamir is Yomer Noah Yisroel, Yomer Noah Beis Aron, Yomer Noah Yireh Hashem V'Gomer. Yuchul Atziba Lotzitz V'Masha Shomim Pi Hashlil Tziba. Technically, you could listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying it and not have to repeat it yourself, the Shomea Ka'one. However, Mikol Makom Tov Yosef Shiyomu Be'atzvam V'Nachas. The minhag is that we say it as well, the Lefom Eino Mechavim, because maybe you didn't hear him say it clearly, the Chay Noagim Kayom, and that is the minhag today that we say not only Hodu in response to that, but then we also say the words of Yom Ha'Noah, Yom Ha'Noah, and Yom Ha'Noah Yireh Hashem. The people repeat them even though the Chazan already said it. If you're not up to that point in Halo, you're a little bit slower than the Tzibur, so then Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down in Deir Shu footnote 24, that you just continue saying what you're saying, v'lo yane im Tzibur, you don't say it along with the Tzibur. We'll start Sif Dalit, although we obviously aren't going to finish it. The Mechaber writes, Le'inyan Havsoka, in certain situations, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of something, so what about Halo? So Afilu Be'emsa, even in the middle of Halo, you're meeting up with a person, Shol B'Sholom, Adam shehu tzorech linhog bo kavod. You're allowed to go. At least the Mechaber tells us in those days when that was the minhag. We'll see today it's different. That if a person meets up with a great chosh of a person, you'd be allowed to say shalom aleichem to him, even though you're in the middle of halo, because you have to give him kavod. And furthermore, if somebody says shalom aleichem to you, meishul chol adam, you can respond to them, even if they're not a chosh of a person. However, avo binin acher lo yafsik. But for any other reason, one should not be mafsik. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Karton Chaf Aleph, Rotsu Loman, the Mechaber is telling us over here beemtza perik. In the middle of a paragraph, you're not allowed to interrupt. These things are discussed more over there, and Dirshu foot number 25 brings down that nowadays our custom is not to interrupt in the middle of davening at all, even for a chosh of a person, and therefore this din is not really noach. Today we don't interrupt at all during the davening. This would be true even between the paragraphs of the halo, we don't interrupt. Dirshu footnote number 26 discusses whether interrupting for Amen. We'll do that tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.